Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
Okay, let's begin with a quick review. We've covered different aspects of preverbal development in infants, like when they're making random motions and sounds, or recognizing voices, or beginning to discriminate between different sounds. But with everything we've talked about so far, the baby's mostly reacting to what its caregiver does. And aside from expressing basic needs, the baby really isn't initiating communication. So, today we'll see how babies start to become active partners with their caregivers. For the first 7 or 8 months, the baby responds to stimuli, but we don't see intentional attempts to communicate. What I mean is, apart from their immediate needs, babies don't communicate anything about the world around them. Then, typically, at about 9 months old, the baby enters a new and important stage in normal communicative development and will begin to engage with others as an active participant. And this is essential for real intentional communication. To understand what's going on here, let's look at something called joint attention. So, the ability to share a focus of attention with someone else, that's joint attention. Two or more people have a connected awareness of the same thing. And in just a few minutes, we'll watch a video about babies beginning to use this vital skill. We'll see how using joint attention begins to lead towards intentional communication. But where does an infant learn this skill? Well, from its adult caregiver. The infant begins to follow the gaze of the adult, to try to see what the adult is focusing attention on, and to share with the adult the experience of looking at this object. Babies may do this for several months, and by looking back and forth between the object of focus and the caregiver, the baby is able to coordinate eye contact and a focal point with someone else. First, by just following the caregiver's gaze, and later, at around 9 months or so, by making sounds or using gestures, like pointing at what they're both looking at. And here it becomes apparent that the infant is intentionally trying to communicate its desires and interests. This is a big breakthrough in the infant's life, because now it's not just the adult directing the baby's attention, but the baby has learned to deliberately attract and direct the adult's attention. Like when a baby sees a cat and points to it while looking at the caregiver, to try to get the caregiver to look at it too. Another example, when my niece wants a toy that's out of reach, she looks her dad in the eyes, makes a noise, and points to the toy. Of course, I don't have to mention my family. This isn't something particular to my niece. And by the way, these are considered to be two distinct types of pointing. The infant either points to request something, like a toy, or points to share something, like the interesting cat walking past. Oh, and another thing, the skill of joint attention is extremely important in building vocabulary because it helps infants to see and understand what others are talking about. Think about it. How can you learn new words unless you understand what the speakers are referring to? The adult's words would be just sounds with no meaning. So when the child hears an adult say a new word, it can learn the meaning of this vocabulary by matching the language with whatever they're both looking at. That is the focus of their joint attention. And when the infant itself begins to control their joint attention, to point and, in effect, to get the adult to name things, well, as you might guess, vocabulary learning increases dramatically. Okay, so over the next 2 weeks, we'll see what happens when infants begin to control joint attention. This will give you insights into everything from language development in infants to their social and emotional development. and help you understand how to create the best possible learning environments for them, and also to support children who have developmental problems or disabilities. All right, now for that video. Of some infants who haven't yet learned to make active use of joint attention, along with some who have. This video really captures the differences. Some of you may want to do your semester project on how infants actively use this skill, joint attention. So notice the kinds of situations the researchers in the video make use of to get the infants to demonstrate their joint attention skills. That might prove helpful for when you yourselves work with a group of infants in your project.